Jesus is saying is this. There he said, except you become as a little child, that is, as a nobody, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
在那裡耶穌基督跟我們說話，除非你能夠成為一個小孩子，如果你不能夠入，如果不是，你不能夠入一個天國。
That is very important for us to understand.
這一句對於我們來說也當然是很重要。
This principle is so important that we shall come back to it again on another occasion.
這個原則是這麼重要，在另外其他的時候，我們將會回到去來再說這方面。
Who are the prophets?
那誰是這些先知？
Look back in history and you'll know.
看回去歷史裡面你就知道。
Today we honor the prophets as great people.
今天我們對那些先知就是非常之崇敬。
Let me tell you that in their day, the prophets were despised and rejected.
但我跟你們說，就是在當時的日子裡面，那些先知是沒人尊敬，沒人喜歡他們。
In their day, even the great prophets like Isaiah had a hard time of it.
在那陣子的日子，就算那個那麼大的先知，譬如好像以賽亞那樣，都是有他們自己辛苦的難處。
As the Bible study leaders in Camp Trent who have already studied the passage, he was going to preach to Israel, but they weren't going to listen to him.
當時的情形就是以賽亞，他是跟以色列人來到講道，但他們不聽他的說話。
If they were going to honor him, they should obey him, they should listen to him.
因為如果那些人是尊敬他的話，他們當然會聽他的說話。
The way to dishonor a person is to disregard what he says.
而一個是不喜歡是不尊敬一個人的方法，就是直接不當他所說的是有什麼份量。
To let whatever he says 當作耳邊風， is it the wind that blows by your ear? You don't take any notice of him.
那個人所說的什麼，你就當他耳邊風，一點都不聽進去。
And that's how they treated Isaiah.
就是這樣，他們這樣對以賽亞。
That's how they treated Jeremiah. They threw him in a dungeon and left him there to rot.
他們對於耶利米也是這樣做法。
That's how they treated the prophets. The Lord Jesus says, that's the way you treated the prophets in your time. They treated the prophets as nobody. As for the righteous, they were made to suffer. In short, the prophets and the righteous men, they knew what it was to bear the cross in their generation.
當然那些先知和那些義人也都知道，在他們的世代裡面，他們是怎樣背起他們的十字架。
They were willing to be nobodies in their generation.
他們是願意在他們的世代裡面成為一個沒人知的人。
To be despised and rejected of men.
是人已經是反對，是不喜歡他們。
When Isaiah wrote his 53rd chapter about the servant of God, he knew in his own experience what he was talking about.
就好像以賽亞在他的53章裡面所講及神的仆人，在他心裡面也都知道神的仆人是要怎樣受苦。
He was talking about another servant of God. He was talking about Jesus who would be despised and rejected of men.
在那章裡面他是講到神的另外一個仆人，就是講到耶穌基督，他是被人遺棄。
But he knew what it felt like. He had been rejected all his life by the Israelites.
當然在他心中也都知道這個感受是什麼的滋味。
Although Isaiah himself, in status, was from a very high section of society.
雖然以賽亞他自己本身在社會地位方面是很高的。
Some of the prophets came from what today might be called lower classes.
咁今日有喺好多先知係喺今日，譬如喺以今日嘅社會嚟到睇，係一啲好低層嘅人出嚟。
Isaiah by birth came from the high class of society.
但係以賽亞喺出生嘅時候已經喺一個高層嘅社會入邊出生。
But when he became a prophet, he was reduced to the low class in the eyes of the people.
但係當佢一成為一個先知之後，喺人嘅眼中佢已經變為一個好低層嘅人。
Now you understand what the Lord Jesus means here, the little ones.
咁喺呢度你已經知道主耶穌基督佢講小子係咩意思。
In other words, if you receive a servant of God, you didn't receive him because he is something important in the world.
所以你記住，當你接受神嘅仆人嘅時候，你唔係以為佢係喺社會上有咩重要嚟到接受佢。
You receive him because he is a servant of God, and as such, in the world, he is nobody.
你接受他的原因就是因为他是神的仆人，而在社会之中他没什么地位。
Let me tell you something. Every true servant of God will be a nobody in this world.
我再跟你说一些真实的，就是每一个真真正正神的仆人在社会上面应该是一些地位都没有。
And he must be willing to be a nobody.
而他也应该是要愿意去做一个没地位的人。
The moment he wants to be somebody in this world, he'll no longer be a servant of God.
当他一想做这个社会上面有地位的人的时候，他已经不能够再做神的仆人。
Think about that.
細心咁諗下。
Here we see how the cross goes through the whole teaching of Jesus.
咁喺呢度我哋睇得到喺主耶穌基督嘅教訓入邊，十字架有咁重要嘅地位。
He says, except you take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple.
因為佢講到話，除非你背起你嘅十字架，如果唔係，你唔能夠成為我嘅門徒。
You think of a man walking down the street with a cross on his shoulder.
你諗下一個人喺 ไอ้ใกล้จะมีหังให้ยังคุยคุยจะมีเยอะกว่าสัตว์ปีกา
A man who is going to his execution
ยังก่อนก็ทำสิหังหนึ่งก็ถือโลกละหัง
How can he be anybody in this world
ก็คนที่หนังก็ถึงแม้ก็ไม่เคยยาวตีไว้ก็ยันนะ
That cross is the end of his relation to this world
นี่ว่าสัตว์ปีกาจะต่อเติมยอดคอยส่งนี่ว่าสัตว์ปีกาก็ว่านให
้ Just as the apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 verse 14I glory in the cross by which I am crucified to the world and the world to me.
จะพยายามที่อาบุลฮะกาลากาลาทายชุดที่6章14节都讲到话我是已经是与基督同钉十字架
If the world is crucified to me, how can I be somebody important in the world?
咁既然呢个世界上已经对于我嚟讲系已经钉死咗，我究竟点能够喺呢个世界上面再做咩有地位嘅人
？Now, of course, it's very true that basically it refers to our attitude inside.Our hearts.
當然喺我哋嘅心目中，喺我哋嘅心中入邊嘅態度係非常之重要。
Many times a true Christian can have a certain position in this world that the world gives to him.
當然有陣時一個神嘅仆人，一個真正嘅基督徒喺社會上面都有啲地位。
But his attitude is always one in which he has died to this world.
但係佢嘅態度始終係唔變嘅，始終都係對呢個世界嚟講，佢嘅態度已經係心已經死咗。
His attitude is one that doesn't want the glory of the world.
但係佢嘅態度係完全唔中意呢個世界上面嘅榮耀。
We cannot say that a Christian could never become a general manager of a company.
當然我哋唔能夠話基督徒從來唔能夠成為一個公司嘅總經理。
Or that he cannot become a great government minister.
或者佢唔能夠喺教會喺政府入邊做一個官員。
If God puts him in that kind of position.
但係如果神將佢擺一個咁嘅地位之上。
I cannot say that there is no such possibility.
我唔係話冇咁嘅可能。
But his heart is dead as far as the world is concerned.
但係喺世界上方面嚟到睇，佢心係已經死咗。
If he works as a government minister, he does it only for God's sake.
就算佢做到一個社會上邊一個政府嘅官員，佢亦都係因為神嘅原因嚟做。
Ready to lose it at any time.
佢願意喺時刻失去咗都唔緊要。
Like Daniel, that great minister of Nebuchadnezzar.
就好似但以理喺尼布甲尼撒嗰度做官一樣。
For him, being this great government official in the government didn't matter much to him.
所以喺嗰個時代，但以理佢係做一個好大嘅官，但係對於佢自己嚟講係一啲意義都冇。
So that when he was thrown into the lion's den, given the choice to stop praying, he chose the lion's den. Doesn't matter. It's fine with him.
所以就算皇帝話：如果你唔停止禱告嘅時候，我抌你去獅子，俾獅子咬你，佢都唔懷疑。
That shows that for him being this in the world doesn't matter at all. He was ready to lose it any time.
所以在但以理的方面来讲，他对于这个世界一点留恋都没有。
He was one of God's little ones, as far as this world is concerned.
所以在这个社会、这个世界的观念看下去，在神的心目中，在神中间已经成为一个小子。
For in his heart he had turned his back on the world.
因为他已经是背转了，是不看这个世界。
Now let us then notice this point.
我们再看下面这几点。
That if anyone gives a cup of water,To this little one, notice the words, because he is a disciple. This little one is a disciple. That's already what we have seen.
在这里也看到说，即是想把一杯凉水给这个小子，而上面也讲到说，因为这个门徒的名字，这个小子就等于这个门徒。
If you give him so much as one cup of cold water, you will not lose your reward.
你就算给他一杯凉水这么简单，你都不能够不得赏赐。
Now you say, well, who wants reward?
咁你可以同我講話，嚇咁邊個中意賞賜啊
？I remember at one Bible study we discussed this for a short time。
我記得喺一個查經入邊，我哋都提及賞賜。
Many people thought it was not good to be wanting reward。
好多人都以為係得賞賜啊，想得賞賜唔係一件好嘅事。
You want to serve God, you don't look for the reward。
你想服侍神，你唔係為咗賞賜服侍啫。
Well, it depends first on what reward you're looking for。
咁我哋要睇下究竟你所心目中所講及嘅賞賜係指住咩賞賜嚟講？
And when a certain brother said that, I said, if you know what the reward is, you wouldn't say it so quickly.
我曾經對一個弟兄講話，如果你知道乜嘢係賞賜嘅話，你唔會咁快就講唔要。
But there is another point too.
喺另外一點，我亦都有意提及。
It is whether you want it or not. It says here, God is going to give it to you.
所提及嘅就係無論你要唔要，神亦都係要賞你俾。
It doesn't say because you want the reward. It says you are going to have your reward.
佢唔係話你想要呢個賞賜，佢只不過係話你將會得呢個賞賜。
Because God is a God of justice.
因为神佢就系一个公义嘅神。
God owes no man anything.
神唔会欠人任何一啲乜嘢。
That's something tremendous to understand. That is another spiritual principle to understand.
呢个亦都系一个非常之重要嘅原则，我哋要明白。
The more you give to God, the more you will receive from Him the reward that He wants to give you.
就系 你越俾神更多，你亦都会越得到神想俾你嘅赏赐更多。
You can never outdo God in giving. It's He who teaches us how to give.
你当然唔能够喺付出方面系比神更加叻啦。
It is He who said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为神教导我哋点样俾，佢又话施比受更有福。
He will never let you outdo Him in giving. That's for sure.
当然我们可以很肯定地知道在施予方面我们不能够比神更厉害。
It's better for you to understand it now than at the end of your life.
我们都知道我们现在是明白它好过将来我们才明白。
Many times as I've said, I have seen the lists of wills of people who have died.
很多时候我们都看到那些人家死的人的遗嘱。
They leave behind $100,000.
他们遗留了成千成万的银子。
$100,000, what you couldn't do with $100,000?
你想着有这么多这么多银子你可以做什么呢
And they die with $100,000. The government takes a good chunk of it off when the relatives share the leftovers if there's anything to share.
但他们不能够带在棺材里面他们只能够放在这个世界上面政府有这一笔其他的亲戚有这一笔。
But when it came to giving to the Lord's work, out of the $100,000, they give $2, $1.
但虽然他们有这么多钱在他们生前的时候他们给神的事工方面的时候只是一元两元那么少少给
Maybe they're afraid that God might get too rich if they put too much money in the offering
或者他们怕神可能变得太富有了如果那群人给那么多的话
And so they give niggardly and stingily and so the tax man takes the rest That's very nice You don't give it to God the tax man can have it
所以他们如果不在神的事工上面奉献的话那些是收税的人就收了他们
The tax man will give you no credits and he won't even say thank you to you.
如果你收税的人是不会是跟你说声多谢都不说先
He just grabs your money and that's it, finish. That's the last you see of it.
他就这样一拿了你的银子那就拜拜都不说就走了
Foolish man.
你这么蠢人
Why don't you give it to God and then you'll never outdo his giving?
为什么你不给神呢
Are you you're happier the tax man should have it?
因为如果你给神的话神会给一间更多的你如果不是你给那些是收税的人一点都没有回应
Or you want your children to get more corrupt than they already are
或者你想将你的遗产留给你的孩子等到他们更加生活腐败
They think that giving all their money to the children is blessing the children not knowing they're cursing the children
他们以为他们给遗产那些小孩是令到他们更加生活幸福他们不知道已经残害了他们
That child never needs to work anymore for the rest of his life he just live off the fat that you give him
因为那个孩童将来也都不用为他们的生活来到劳碌他只不过是就这样吃你的剩下来给他的钱
No wonder the children of rich parents are often the most wretched, the most miserable people they are
所以不奇怪所以很多时候一些有钱人他们的子女始终都是一些是不好的人
They are so rich, they become corrupted, they don't know what to do with their money, they become more and more unhappy
因为他们有太多的钱他们不知道怎样做是越来越生活腐败变得越来越不开心
They have no purpose in life because what's the purpose in life? The poor working for money, they have something to work for. The rich have nothing to work for.
如果有钱的人连生命的目的都找不到，那些穷人都识得为钱来做生活了，他们都不知道为咩生活。
And so they become miserable and wretched. If you have nothing to live for, nothing to work for, how wretched can you be?
咁所以佢哋因为佢哋冇咗生命嘅目的，所以变得生活系毫无意义。
But here it says, if you give to a servant, to the disciple, one cup of cold water, you don't lose your reward.
但在这里我们说的就是，如果你为了这个门徒的名，给一杯水去喝的时候，你不会失去了你自己的赏赐。
A cup of cold water costs next to nothing. You just give him a cup of cold water.
你知道一杯凉水一点都不值这么多钱。
But that action will not go unnoticed by God, the very God who counts the number of your hairs.
但你要记住那个神那个是数过你头发的神他连这个这么微小的动作都不会忘记
Now if that's the case if you cannot outdo God in giving well you try giving to him and see what happens
所以你记住你不能够在施予方面是赢了神所以想着在施予方面要大大施予
Now some people have misused that principle of course they have found out they have learned that the more you give to God the more you get so the more they give to God the more they get
他们当然也都另外有一班人他们已经知道这个这样的原则了
You have seen some Christian magazines, they exploit that very point. See, the more you give to God, the more you get. You see, that's why I gave God $10 at first, and then I got $100 back, I gave $100, I got $1,000 back. That's why I'm rich today.
但他们虽然明白这样的原则，他们是用错了方面。他们很多时候说，我想着给了$10神，我们得回神那里来$100，给$100神，神就给$1,000我。
Does it work?
但是这样呢?
Yeah, amazingly it does work. That's the strange thing about it.
It does?
It does, yeah. But let me tell you something.
但我再同你讲一啲嘢。
If he gives you back the money, you will be sorry for it.
但我再同你讲嘅就系，如果神系俾翻呢啲钱你嘅时候，你会为咗啲钱嚟到后悔。
Unless you quickly give it back to him.
除非你将呢啲钱快快脆脆俾翻佢。
You see, it certainly does work, and it works in two ways. Let me explain it to you, because you are dealing with a living God.
在这方面我们知道神是有这样的情形发生，我们要再细心看一下其中所发生的有两个原因。
If you are not a dedicated Christian,
譬如你如果不是一个完全奉献了的基督徒，
and you give to God, let us say, $100,
譬如你给了神$100,
out of charity or whatever,
或者是一个奉献这样。
Now, you have given to the church, say, $100,
譬如你话俾咗神一啊，俾咗教会$100。
In that principle, you have given it to God, right? Because the church is God's.
咁喺呢个原则之下，你已经系将呢$100俾咗神啦。
In a certain sense, God is now owing you $100.
譬如咁啊，即系话神系已经系欠咗呢$100。
God is going to give you that money back.
神系将会将呢份钱俾翻你。
He doesn't want the money of uncommitted people.
但佢唔系愿意攞嗰啲唔愿意奉献佢自己嘅人嘅钱。
Let me tell you, if you gave it to me, I would give it to you back. If I know you are not a committed Christian, I wouldn't want to accept the money.
对于我嚟讲，亦都同一个原则。譬如话，我知道你唔系一个完全奉献嘅人，你俾钱我，我亦都会俾翻你嘅。
I wouldn't accept it.
我唔会接受。
Because I know that I would be putting my God in debt to you.
因为如果我咁做嘅话，我已经知道我已经将我嘅神摆喺一个欠债嘅地位。
Because I am His representative.
因为我要记得明白，我自己系神嘅代表。
By doing this, I have even had to offend people by returning their money to them. They were unhappy because I returned the money. I will not accept it. Because I am God's representative. Even though I am nobody. In fact, precisely because I am nobody. Because I am a little one. Therefore,if you gave it, say, anonymously to God, so one doesn't know where it came from, one can't give it back. Let me tell you, God will give it back to you. Because if I don't want it, even less does God want it. You don't believe me, you try it and see that you are dealing with the living God. I think it will make the shivers go up and down your spine when you see it. And very often you give him $100, he not only returns your $100, he gives you $150 back.
所以有很多情之下，你给$100神，神不止给$100，你可能给$150你添。
That is to cover your postage and plus your and with interest.
咁啊，即系连嗰啲啊邮费啊或者其他嘅利息都俾埋你。
Now this is the point that some people have tried it and found, wow, this is something. I gave $100, I got $150 back.
而呢一件事亦都有人试过，系已经系咁样做过。
I gave $150, I got $300 back.
佢俾$100就收翻$150，俾$150就收翻$300。
Hey, they think this is good. I'm doing business with God. This is working out nice.
佢谂住啊，咁样几好啊，同神做生意有着数。
Let me tell such people, you are going down the wrong road.
但我同呢啲人讲，佢哋已经行错一条路。
Because your responsibility from seeing God's action is getting more and more serious.
就系当你越嚟越严重咁样系同神有一个咁嘅交往嘅时候。
And the road, the end of that road is your destruction if you don't speedily repent.
而你係越沉越深，喺嗰條路上面越行越遠嘅時候，嗰條路嘅盡頭就係一個嘅滅亡。
In other words, if God returns your money to you, that could be a bad thing. That means it's not accepted.
譬如話，即係如果係神將你所奉獻嘅錢還翻俾你嘅時候，係一件唔係一件好嘅事，因為即係話你嘅錢係唔接受。
And many people not realizing this thought, hey, it's wonderful. Doing business with God is good. I get much bigger profit than doing business in the world.
咁佢好多人都唔明白，佢以為一件好嘅事，以為同神做生意係有着數。
So if you gave an offering and you got something back much more quickly and more, you better give it back quickly and say, Lord, don't give it back to me, please. Would you kindly accept my offering?
就即係等於譬如你係一個奉獻嘅時候，你得翻你所奉獻嘅錢仲多仲好嘅時候，你快啲同神講話，唔好俾翻我啦，即刻將所有嘅錢俾翻神。
But if it comes back again, you better give it back.
但如果佢再翻嚟嘅時候，你快啲又再去。
Because it means it's still not being accepted.
因為喺神咁嘅情之下，即係話你嘅奉獻係從來都冇被神接受。
That's why many times when I read the magazine and I see that principle stated, said, you know, you give to God and you get more back. I said, look, you better tell the people the whole truth.
所以每一次當我睇及一啲雜誌所講及嘅，當你俾神一啲嘅時候，你會得翻更多嘅時候，我會對嗰啲人講話，你不如同嗰啲人講曬全盤嘅真理。
Because when you get more back, it means you're not being accepted。
因為如果真理就係話，如果你所付出嘅係接受翻嘅時候，即係話你所付出嘅都冇俾人接受。
And if you get more back, you better say, Lord, what have I done wrong? What is my sin that you don't accept my offering?
如果你係所接受翻嚟係更多嘅時候，你快啲同神講話，究竟係有咩嘅罪喺我心中令到你唔接受
？And the other mistake is to think that because the figure is bigger, you get more reward.
另外一個嘅錯誤就係嗰、那個所付出嘅數目係大，你得到嘅賞賜係更大。
By thinking, if instead of understanding the spiritual principle that it is the proportion of what you give to what you have that matters.
嗰個喺屬靈方面嘅原則就唔係一個數字嘅原則，而係一個比例嘅原則。
What that means is, if you give $100,000 when you have $1,000,000, you don't get more reward than the person who gives $1 when he has only $10.
嗰個屬靈嘅原則就係當你有100,000嘅時候，你淨係俾100,000，咁你所得嘅賞賜唔會比嗰個只有10而奉獻1嘅人更多。
Do you understand that spiritual principle?
你知唔知條屬靈嘅原則
？The figure doesn't count.
就係嗰個數目係唔會算數。
Don't think because you gave $100,000, you gave 100,000 times more than the guy who gave $1.
你唔好以為你俾100,000，你會變咗係100,000倍俾多過嗰個俾1嘅人。
And therefore, you will get 100,000 times bigger reward than the guy who gave $1.
咁你又會以為你會俾嗰個人所得嘅賞賜更多100,000倍。
It doesn't work like that with God at all.
但係同神嚟講，佢係唔會咁樣行法。
In fact, as I said, if you have $1,000,000 and you gave $100,000, you get exactly the same reward as the man who gave $1 when he has only $10.
就係、是、當你有100,000嘅時候，而你只俾10,000嘅時候，等於嗰個人佢有10俾1係同一嘅道理，邊有人受咁多嘅賞賜
？God is a God of perfect justice. Don't you worry. Nobody will outdo you in giving just because he happens to have more money than you.
神就係一個咁公義嘅神，所以你唔使擔心嗰個人係有更多嘅錢，佢可能喺施予嗰方面係比你更叻。
That's why when the poor widow gave her 2 mites, the Lord Jesus says she.Who has given her 2 cents has given more than everybody else in this temple.
當我哋記得聖經教訓過，當耶穌基督睇見一個寡婦係抌兩個小錢喺個箱嘅時候，佢話佢所付出嘅比其他所有嘅人係更多。
Because when she gave her 2 cents, she gave everything she had, and nobody in this temple has given everything he has.
因為當嗰個寡婦抌兩個錢落箱嘅時候，佢已經俾咗佢所有嘅一切，而喺殿入邊其他嘅人都冇俾咗佢哋所有嘅一切。
So here we understand the beauty of the Lord's teaching.That you can never outdo God in the matter of giving.
就係喺施予呢方面，你唔能夠比神更加叻。
So what I would give, if I give money to God, I would say, Lord, don't quickly give it back to me, because then I have no reward.
所以當我俾我哋嘅奉獻俾神嘅時候，我哋就求神話叫佢唔好俾翻我哋，因為咁嘅情之下，我哋攞唔到我哋嘅賞賜。
But rather help me to give with my whole heart, wanting to put treasure in heaven, where it stays there.
但我係要願意用我哋嘅心嚟到願意俾，等我哋嘅賞賜係存留喺天上。
Or else, if he gives something back to me again, then I want to give it to him. In this case, it becomes a test of my faithfulness.
而當佢將一啲我所付出嘅俾翻我嘅時候，我再俾翻佢，就係一個對於我嘅忠實嘅試探。
But you will notice that those who get richer give less all the time. Very interesting.
但你會記得一啲有錢嘅人，好多時佢哋都係所俾嘅係更少嘅。
It is very remarkable principle.
喺呢個原則，對於我哋嚟講係非常之重要。
In my Christian service, I have always noticed one thing.
喺我嘅基督徒嘅生命入邊，我好多時都發覺到一樣。
The poor always give more. The rich always give less.
就係嗰啲窮嘅人士都俾得更多，嗰啲有錢嘅人俾得更少。
You remember the rich young ruler? He wouldn't want to give up his possession. No.
你記唔記得嗰個有錢嘅財主？佢唔願意俾出佢自己所有嘅一切。
Who gave up everything? It was the widow with 2 cents. That's all she had. She gave everything.
邊一個係俾曬佢自己所有嘅咧？就係嗰個寡婦，佢只有2 cents，就俾曬2 cents。
That is exactly what I have found in my spiritual experience. It is always the poor who give more.
喺我屬靈經驗方面，呢個亦都係我所揾得到嘅，就係嗰啲係窮嘅人先會俾得更多。
If you look through the lists of people in a church and what they offer to the church and compare their income, you will find that those who give most are those who have the least.
如果你將佢哋嗰啲人所收入嘅同埋佢哋所貢獻嘅嚟到比較睇一睇，你會知道嗰啲窮嘅人先會俾得更多。
It comes back again to this principle: the little ones who believe in me.
所以喺度我哋再翻翻嚟就係嗰度所講嘅小子，就係嗰啲窮嘅人。
It's these little ones, these nobodies, the poor. These are the ones. Who are the disciples who always prove to be closer to the Lord? It's not what people like to hear, but it's the truth. My preaching has never pleased the well-to-do. My preaching has never pleased people in position. But neither has the Lord's teaching ever pleased them either. And so let us summarize as we close. We have seen that what seem to be some three very ordinary verses contain so many important spiritual principles. The first we have seen is our union with Christ. He who receives me, who receives you, receives me because of our union with Him. The second we saw is how we can share in the work of others, even if we do not have the same gifts. Precisely because of their union with Christ and our union with Him. And finally, we have seen the principle of reward because of the same principle of union with Christ. That is, if you have given a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, you have given that cup of cold water to God. Think about that. You gave a cup of cold water to God. That's something. You remember, as we shall come later on in Matthew in chapter 25, where the Lord Jesus says, because you did not do it into one of the least of these, my brethren, you did not do it to me. On the day of judgment, it all depends what you did to the little ones or what you didn't do to the little ones. Everything will depend on that, as you need only when you go home to read Matthew 25, verse 31 onwards. Whether you have faith or not will depend whether you have the faith to give somebody, one disciple, a cup of cold water. And finally, I said that there were two aspects to this question of reward. The first I said was that God will give you that reward whether you want it or not, because that's part of His just character. And we know that this must be justice, this is right. The person who gives everything for Christ, you cannot expect God will give him exactly the same reward as the person who only put 20 cents in the offering box out of his great riches. You can't expect that the person who lays down his life for Christ as a martyr is going to get the same reward as the guy who drifts along day by day and just goes to church once on a Sunday. You don't expect that God will be just if He rewards the two exactly the same. But finally, what then is the reward? That we have not enough time to go into in detail. But above all, the reward that we gain is Christ Himself. As God said to Abraham, I am thy exceeding great reward. That was the reward of the Levites. They had no inheritance in the world. They were priests serving God with their whole life. They had nothing. They had no inheritance in this world. All the other tribes had earthly heritage. Only the tribe of the priests got nothing in this world. So what's the point of being a priest? Because God would be their reward. That's the best part of it. When all the earthly possessions are gone, you have Jesus. That's what Paul wanted, that I may gain Christ, he says in Philippians chapter
3.
That is the reward. And you only get it by giving. What does it mean to receive? Look at verse 42 again when you go home. By giving, you receive. How do you receive a prophet? By giving him the cup of cold water is the first step. And I'm not expounding this principle because I expounded it last week. That it's in losing that you gain, in giving that you receive. The more you want to hang on to something, the more you will lose it. In giving it, you gain it. Can you understand that principle? It reminds me of a child who was trying to take something out of a big earthen Chinese jar. I think some of you have seen the big jars. There's a very narrow neck and very big jar. There are some very big, some medium size, some smaller ones. And the child there dropped a sweet inside there by accident, of course. And so he stuck his arm into the jar and grabbed hold of it and wanted to take it out. Couldn't pull it out. Because of course the fist is much thicker than the arm. And so as this little child tried to pull, he couldn't get it out because his hand is stuck in there. How to get the sweet out? Had to let it go in order to get it out. Only by then can it work. Many people in this world, they want to have the world, take hold of it, they find they can't get it out. And only in giving do you receive. If you have the eyes to see the value of that reward, which is Christ Himself, how rich are the principles the Lord teaches in here? If we know how to apply each one and live according to them, my, and that day when we stand before the Lord, how well worthwhile it was to live in this world. Let us be quiet before God in prayer.